Let me address again, which I didn't. This idea is we're not going to pay our bills. We're going to collect $200 billion a month. If in fact, the government were to not extend the debt limit, Social Security would be paid, Medicare would be paid, the essentials would be paid. It's the non-essentials that wouldn't be paid. It's the $250 to $300 billion a year in stupid things we do that we wouldn't pay. It's the programs that aren't an absolute necessity that wouldn't get funded. The things that would be a necessity would get funded. And so, you know, it might be a wonderful experiment, regardless of who wins the next election or not, just to see if we can live on the money that's coming into the Treasury and not have to borrow against the future of our children.
But Dr. Coburn, who decides that? You know, he made that threat yesterday, and he said, you know, Social Security recipients, you know, wouldn't have delayed checks, and military, and on and on. This is the most horrible list of all these horrible cuts that will happen.
Well,
doesn't he decide that? Doesn't he ultimately
decide?
He
can decide it, but, you know, the point is, look, we're coming to a point in our country where the cost of our profligate spending in the past is going to be so great and so manipulated that our freedoms are going to be put at risk. I'm not sure we shouldn't challenge that. I'm not sure the debt limit's the place to challenge that. You know, I'm not sure that we should continue to run a government that's highly inefficient, highly ineffective, where the average federal employee works 3.8 weeks less than the rest of us, and makes on average twice what the rest of us makes. I'm not sure we should continue down that road. And that doesn't mean federal employees aren't good employees. It doesn't mean they don't do a good job. But we have set it up where we've undermined self-reliance. We've undermined efficiently. We've undermined expectations in this country as far as those that work for the federal government. And then we've overpromised. And so when the federal government's discretionary spending is about 40% bigger than it was 11 years ago, and the average family is tightening things and living within their means and living within their budgets, it's time for that comparison to be seen. And maybe we lose that battle, but if we lose that battle, we're going to lose our country anyway. And that's what people ought to be thinking about. You cannot continue to borrow the way this president wants to borrow and our country survive.